Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Yesterday, I invited one of our fellow staff members to crash at my place on Friday night because we have our staff party. She lives out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
then... Okay, the creepy thing that happened was I sent the email that we had, the email thread, to a bunch of other workmates.
Yeah,
it included the lines along the lines of, there's a spare couch or mattress at my place if you need. That's all I was saying. Look, there's a place for you to crash. Mm. It's going to be a couch or the mattress if you want.
Well, the staff's read it now and they're having a bit
And they're judging me behind my back. They think I'm a creep. I'm not a creep. I'm just trying to offer a place for a fellow workmate to stay. That's all it is.
Well, we all know what an invitation to the Brown household means.
What does that mean?
It means, you know, I've got a couch over there, there's a mattress, and ooh, click! And oh,
I'm not being a sleazy guy, Chris.
What are you talking about? It's summer. I always get around with my shirt off.
It's hot in my house. What can I say?
Oh, look at this. 2 tickets left to the gun show.
Stop. Stop. You're making this situation worse than what it really is. All I am is a nice guy, great personality, offering a place for a workmate to come and stay at in town. That's all it is.
Ah, the DVD's on for my Hot Shots performance. Would you look at that? In high definition too.
You know, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life hanging out with you.
Oh yeah, let's get it on. Chris and Browning with you. You got nothing?
I got nothing now to say, really.
It's 8:29. All we can do is apologise to Zoe this morning. Thanks for being a good sport about it. And that email, if you want it, it's on the website, 1055starfm.com.au. Live today at Pillow Talk, of course, for the massive grand opening sale. And don't forget their policy too, the good, better, best. You can get a good product. There's a kid in a car listening to us on the radio. That was baffling. I hope he gets punished now. Their good, better, best policy is quite simple. You can get a good product at a good price, or you can go a little bit better. Would someone... Just punish that kid, all right? Detention, just, you know, locked in his room for a year. The better best. All right, now stop. Is there a parent in that car?
I think so. You can get the good product for the good price, the better product for a better price, or a best product for the best price guarantee. There you go, Chris. That's how you get it done.
No, it's not, because he's still going, and that's a problem. So it's worth bringing the family in, taking a look at the store, and having a bite to eat as well. We are live today at Pillow Talk, if you can't tell. It is Chris and Brownie with you. You'll find us just near Retrovision on William Street. But we've really got to get to this morning, the final part of Brownie's November Challenge.
Yes, now this was officially the big one. I was dared to join the Sydney Hotshot guys last night and do a bit of a strip show at the Hotel Orange. What's up, boys?
Hi, mate.
How are you, champions?
How you doing, all right?
Very good to meet you. Alright, so we're going to have a bit of fun tonight, right?
We're going to have loads of fun.
What have we got in mind?
Well, we've got choreography for you.
Yep.
We want you to get his clothes off.
God help us all.
Being the final show for us, Brownie, for 2012, today, it is the final show. We thought it's probably a good idea to look back on 2012 and just take a look at some of the events that maybe we've had enough of, we don't want to hear any more about.
They don't need to follow us into the brand new year. We should leave them in 2012.
Because there's this trending topic on Twitter, which is leave it in 2012.
And lots of people jumping on, giving their opinions of some of the things that they should leave behind and not follow us into the new year, some of which include YOLO, you only live once, the saying. Swag, some people jumping on board with you, saying One Direction
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely.
And a big one as well, Gangnam Style.
Sigh.
I think, you know, he's had his time. Let's turn him into a one-hit wonder. Bring him back in 10 years' time.
Move on. That's what I'm saying. Move on. So leave it in 2012. What do you want to leave behind? 13, 12, 16. Tim's joining us. Tim, is there something that you want to leave behind?
Yes, certainly. Julia Gillard.
Oh, okay.
Big call.
Why?
In fact, can we actually wind the clock back about 2 years and leave it back there?
Would you like to pick it back up where K-Rudd was?
Well, anything would be better, I think. I don't think she's doing a particularly good job at the moment.
All right. Well, we'll chuck Jay Gillard into the heap this morning. Thanks for that, Tim.
You're welcome, mate. You have a great day.
We sure will. Thank you,
too.
Tim.
Thanks, buddy.
Big thanks to Tim Matheson for joining us on the phone. Julie Gillard's boyfriend.
I was going to say, yeah. You're going to have to clear that up for those who don't know.
For those who don't know. Well, all right, Julie Gillard, there's one for you.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one too.
Listen, I think we've overlooked a couple.
Oh, yeah?
We've overlooked a fair few. I've come up with a short list of other ones
there's
from the year that
stack
maybe...
There's loads on that bit of paper in front of you. Okay, let's...
Maybe. I'll give myself a minute on the clock. You want to see how many we can get through?
Okay, let's do it.
Excuse us. All right, ready? Here we go. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, Psy Gangnam Style, the Olympics, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, the carbon tax, Kate and Will's wedding, Kate and Will's baby, the Northern Distributor, the Orange Pool, One Direction, the cast of Big Brother, Sonia Kruger's face, The Voice, Brownie and Barley, Chris turning 30. When the hell is Dan Murphy's opening? When is it snowing in Orange? Coney 2012, the end of the world, Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen, the Kardashians, Twilight, the relaunch of MySpace, the local elections, Julia Gillard constantly tripping over, and what the hell is the orange Toyota Tangle?
Let's just... You know what? I think you nailed it right then and there. Well done.
Let's just...
loads of things we can leave behind and not bring back into 2013.
Just leave them in 2012. Thank you very much.
I like that. Well done. High five for that
high
one.
Five?
Well done, sir.
Thanks, brother. Well, all right. Let's now...
And awkward high fives on air, too.
Yeah. Can I tell you my favourite one just quickly?
Which one's that one?
To the person in the office who you go to fist bump.
Do the fist bump thing.
And they don't fist bump back, but
they just cover it with their hand over it, like high five the fist bump.
Hold your hand awkwardly.
Yeah.
That can stay in 2012, thank you.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.